36 and now Charlie. The greatest ever. You saw that? You had 136 now. Number one pound for pound, Charlie Z, greatest ever. And backed it up now. 5 wins in 5 days, 4 wins in 1 day, 3 wins in 1 day. Listen, I score multiple wins. I beat the shit out of multiple people in a day. I did it like so many times that I lost count. You know what I'm saying? Now I do it like very often. Yes, I mean, this is it. All you people, the naysayers, whatever, haters, all you fucking morons, you look stupid. You look ridiculous. I mean, I've won so many fights. I mean, yeah, like, all right, I got a question for you, clowns. Since I'm beating 240-pound heavyweights, 270-pound heavyweights, the last guy I beat, Ortiz, he had 22 wins as a professional fighter. And I fucking crushed him, okay? If I was 0-1, how the fuck would I be able to beat a guy who's had 22 wins? How the fuck did I beat a Deontay Wilder, a smashed Wilder? How the fuck did I beat, well, let's see, Carlos Vasquez, the Killer Six? Derek the Giant, he's on BoxRec. He had some wins on FakeRec. Okay, well, how did I beat him? So easily, I'll box him. 6'8 English giant, one punch. Oh, remember that guy with the Tyson shirt? That British guy? He's from FakeRec. He said he was 58-3 on FakeRec. Okay, well, I beat the shit out of him. I went lefty on that motherfucker, southpaw. I'll box him. Showed boxing skill that people never seen before, man. I'm undefeated, you fucking clowns. I've never lost. And let me tell you something, like an example. Let's say I was to fight a really good fighter. Like, and you know what I'm saying? And let's say I'm unbeatable. I'm never going to lose. Never. Come on. For example, if I would lose, right, when I was 18 or 19 years old, I'm still the greatest because I went on to win 136 fights. That fight was no contest, dude. I beat Hardy's ass that day, and I went on to knock him the fuck out, you know, like 3 years later. You know, come on. I mean, I've never lost, man. 136 wins, 0 losses, 0 draws, 1 no contest that is not recognized by the UBI. Therefore, I am undefeated. 136 tried, 136 failed. Mike Lebarski, a BoxRec clown who's like 3-18. He's 3-17 on FakeRec, but he's 3-18. I knocked him out. We went bare knuckle. We boxed bare knuckle. Right next to those stairs where Frederick backed out to, you know, get knocked the fuck out by me. So Mike Lebarski got knocked out. He was on TV fighting some bums. You know, yeah, what the fuck? Listen, there's no bragging rights in being on TV. Okay, no, I'm saying if you're in like a movie or something, that's fine. You know, that's actually pretty cool. But if you're in a paid professional actor event, then you should be ashamed of yourself because those are not real fighters. You know what I'm saying? I've never been on TV and I never want to be. Before, yeah, before when I was like a kid, you know, I thought before I found out, before these clowns blew their cover and everything, yeah, I didn't know, you know. But then when I found out, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll beat you motherfuckers in real battle, in the underground. But no, and I did. Joe Zavala, Deontay Wilder, Mayweather Sr. Were those fights televised? Those are televised fighters, but were those fights televised? No, they're on YouTube, and they all got their asses beat by me. So what do you haters have to say about that? I beat real fighters in the underground. I beat mainstream guys. I beat fucking everybody. Marines. Well, Marines, mainstream or underground? Marines are Marines, man. You know what I mean? They show commercials, you know, U.S. Marines, you know, fucking, they got billboards of Marines. Marines are, like, considered the heroes of the United States. Okay, well, Charlie Zonoff beat 7 Marines. They're 0-7 against Charlie Zonoff in boxing. Yeah, Marines are strong, you know, but... Okay, but they can't beat me, though. I'm not a Marine. Yeah, I was thinking about joining the military, the Marines, before. Long, long time ago. But then I realized that boxing is, you know, I'm the GOAT, man. You know, I got so good in boxing that I'm like, no, I can't join the military. Because the military, you got to, you know, do other shit. You know what I'm saying? How would I be able to win this many fights? Yeah, I know they box in the military, too, but more like not... as often. That I'd fight multiple times a day. I fucking scored 5 wins in a week this past week. You won't be able to do that, man. They're busy fucking, you know, shooting with guns and shit like that, you know, like doing their own shit. Yeah, when they're off duty, when they go like train at the gym and shit, that's right. When I cast these Marines and I beat the shit out of them. Not because I have something against them, but I don't, you know what I mean? But come on, they're protect this country, you know what I mean? You know, I even tell them Semper Fi and all that shit, you know what I mean? But from a boxing standpoint, you know, I'm very competitive, you know. That's why I challenge Marines, and I beat a SEAL too. But that's why I challenge these guys, because they're good fighters, because they're strong, and because these wins are very credible beating them, because I know that, yeah, would a regular boxer be able to beat a Marine? Fuck no. But I'm not a regular boxer. I'm the greatest boxer. You know what I'm saying? No, there are some boxers that they could beat Marines besides me. There are. Southpaw SEAL, Jules Waller. Yeah, they could knock out some, I think. Well, listen, I mean, some, yeah, but I don't know. The point is this, that I can beat anybody. Marines, I did it. Krav Maga, I beat a master Krav Maga, Jesse, man. I interviewed him after I beat his ass. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that guy's a master. He fucking teaches people how to fight. And I taught him a boxing lesson. So come on, man. I knocked everybody out. Yeah, I mean, Boxrec is a fucking Hall of Fame? Ali Tyson? Hall of Shame. More like Hall of Shame. Let me tell you something. 136-0, my power, my speed, my victories, my fights, it's supernatural. It's surreal. It's once in a lifetime. It's incredible. It's amazing what I'm doing in boxing. But okay, I have a lot of supporters in real life, but on the internet, yeah, you know, what I'm trying to explain, the credit that I get on the internet for all the amazing things I've done in boxing, for the you know, all the great knockouts, it's underrated. It's not getting the right respect. It's getting mediocre respect. You know what I'm saying? You know, they talk about, like, what I'm trying to say is these ESPN too, these morons, they talk about other shit, you know, like other sports events. Okay, what's more exciting? Fucking some basketball player fucking shooting the ball into a hoop, or Charlie Zelenoff beating the fuck out of 5 people in a week? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, just because I'm not on TV, it doesn't mean okay, I beat Deontay Wilder. If they at least said the truth and said, all right, you know, Charlie Zelenoff, he smashed the rule. Okay, you know, they don't use slang. Okay, Charlie Zelenoff got the better of Deontay Wilder in the ring. Why didn't, if they said that, then I would, you know, praise them. Go like, fuck it, you know, at least they said the truth. But no, Teddy Atlas was running his mouth, talking all that shit. Teddy Atlas, what do you have to say now, you fucking bitch-ass motherfucker, man? What the fuck? That clown knows nothing about boxing, man. Underground boxing is real boxing. It's professional boxing without politics. It's real. Oh, yeah, let me confirm this to everybody right now. My Facebook. Yeah, that's really me. I know there's hundreds and thousands and millions of fucking impersonators. Charlie Boxing King Zelenoff. Yes, that's me. That's my Facebook, yeah. Yeah, the picture of me punching Ortiz, and then the header of me kissing my wife Daria. She's wearing green. Yes, that's me. There you go. Now you know. Yeah, there's a lot of impersonators. Charlie Boxing King Zelenoff. If any other fucking account messages you besides that one, that's not me. But that account is me. There's a lot of impersonators. I don't even have a fucking Instagram. I don't have a Twitter. These clowns are fucking. They're obsessed. You know, they're haters of me, but they make screen names of me. I don't know. These people are fucking nuts, man. So, there you have it. All right, let me go on there. Underground Boxing Federation.webs.com, right? Boxer Charlie Zelenoff, 136, no, 106 knockouts. I got more knockouts than fucking Mike Tyson had fights total. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like Tyson, he's way too overhyped, way too hyped. I mean, the dude is not that good. I've seen his bag work. I've seen his fights. He beat bums. I mean, the guys he beat, all right, like they would get excited about Tyson stopping guys out in like 30 seconds, in like a few minutes. I beat guys literally with one punch. As soon as we touched gloves, boom, one punch, they quit. The fucking Marine got knocked out in like seconds. As soon as he was running away from me, man. As soon as I caught him, this is it. I put him to sleep. I put him out. The guy in the ring, literally, the fuck, we both get in the ring. That was like instant, bam. Bam, bam. I hit him twice, but the first punch dropped him. The dude hits the canvas from one punch. I've never seen Tyson get in the ring and knock somebody out literally with the first punch. I've never seen anybody do that besides myself. I am the greatest of all time, and that's it. All you people type in these comments under my radio, man. You people need help, man. All right, I got plenty of footage. Everything I'm saying, I got plenty of footage, plenty of proof that I'm the best, that I'm number one, pound for pound. There's no argument. There's no debate. Like, okay, is there a debate? Who's better, prime Michael Jordan or prime Kobe Bryant? Yeah, there is. You could say Jordan's better. You could say Kobe's better. I don't know. Yeah, that's an opinion type thing. You know, they were both, listen, they both accomplished a lot. And, you know, I don't like neither one of them as people, because Jordan entered the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, Gayweather and Pacquiao, and Kobe's cool with them too. So, but as players, stats-wise, they're pretty even. I'd say Jordan's a little better because he makes people around him better, and the Wizards almost made the playoffs, and the fucking Lakers are the worst team in the goddamn planet. I'd say Jordan might be a little better, but it's debatable. But in boxing, there's no debate, there's no argument, it's such a huge drop off. I mean, if you say that Charlie Zelenoff is not the best boxer, then you're delusional, because I got 136 wins and I beat everybody. I beat Deontay Wilder, Gilles Zavala, Derek the Giant, Roderick Smith, an undefeated MMA fighter. You know, I knocked out heavyweights bare knuckle, huge motherfuckers. I literally knocked them the fuck out. 6'8", I beat a 6'10" heavyweight, and I'm a middleweight. I'm a fucking middle. Even if I was a heavyweight, I'd still be the greatest of all time. But I'm a fucking middleweight, which makes it even better and more convincing that I'm the greatest of all time, because I'm a fucking middleweight. I weigh 160 pounds. I'm 6 feet tall, and I beat guys that are 6'10", 200-plus, fucking 300-pounders, 270, 260. I beat a 260-pound Marine, like, ragdolled them all over the goddamn gym. Come on. 260 pounds, 270 pounds. I'd be at a 270-pound Marine, and I'd be at a 260-pound Marine, and I'm 160. I mean, come on. That's what I'm saying. That you're never going to see another fighter do this kind of shit. And all you clowns saying, oh, where's the ref? Hey, all I got to tell you, Danny Green, Paul Briggs, man. That's it. Next subject. You know, I don't even want to get into that. That shit was all staged. I mean, everybody knows that. You want another? Kimbo Green. Some other clown Green. Kimbo Green. Stage shit. De La Hoya Hopkins. Do you really think De La Hoya was hurt and he was yelling out of pain? Dude, Hopkins barely touched him. I mean, if he's hurt from that kind of shit, then if I hit him in the body, then he'd be fucking dead. I don't know. How can you fall from that kind of punch? You barely touched him, and then they're sitting next to each other with business partners. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Yeah, it's just, these motherfuckers are fake, man. Not, okay, like, there may be a few mainstream fighters like Jesse James. Yeah, okay, he's cool with me. He said I'm the GOAT. There may be some exceptions. Gilles Zavala, you know, the GOAT fighter, but he crossed over to the underground, man. Wilder crossed over for two fights. He lost both of them in the same night. But see, Wilder crossed over because he thought I was a pushover. He thought that he could easily take me. He had no idea. Again, when he crossed over, he caught that business. Remember the rapper said? Wilder stepped in the ring and he caught that business. Yeah, he did. I hit him with that fucking left. He didn't know I was that good. He had to find out the hard way. And I told him as we were walking in the gym, I'm like, dude, you're about to get fucked up, man. I'm like, all your fucking TV bullshit. Like, I'm going to expose you right now. That's why he went crazy after the fucking first fight, because I actually beat him. You know what I mean? They were... like, thinking, they underestimated me to the point where they're thinking, like, oh, this is, you know, I didn't even train for Deontay Wilder, and I still beat him. Can you imagine if I actually took the time to, like, give me, like, a month, more, like, 3-4 weeks, and I actually trained? Killed this guy, put him in the hospital. That's why he's avoiding me, because he lost to me. I was, you know, And when he knocked me down, I was punching him in the body. I was, okay, so it was two punches to one. I was still, see, I was ahead. I was, you know, lucky shot, you know what I mean? Shit happens. Knockdowns happen. I've been knocked down after that again, and I got up and knocked the other guy out. Shit happens. I'm never going to get knocked down ever again. But I'm saying shit like that happens. So what? They made a big fucking deal. But what about in the ring? If the ropes weren't there, he would have got knocked the fuck out. The ropes, do you understand? The ropes prevented Wilder from falling. He didn't regain his balance. The ropes just held him up. Then he regained his balance. You know what I'm saying? But he was more than stunned. He was technically knocked the fuck out. That's why Charlie Zee, TKO 1 Wilder. Oh, it's almost May 7th, actually. Yeah, me and my homies are going to celebrate on that day because in 2 years, I'd be Deontay Wilder. Nobody gives Povetkin is a fucking joke. A bum. A clown. That guy Ortiz that I beat, that guy would kill fucking Alexander Povetkin and all these garbage-ass heavyweights that are on television. David Gay, David Haye, whatever the fuck, Shannon Briggs, these are clowns. And all you people on these forums, boxing scene, boxer, you people need help. People are sick. Motherfuckers need help, man. People are not normal. You overrate shitty fighters and you underrate the GOAT. You can't do that kind of shit. And in real life, you know, it's like, remember the cups at the store? Number one, P for P, Charlie Z? Oh, my wife called me today. She says she loves me. She says she can't wait to come to L.A. She said that she's all mine for literally a lifetime. I mean, this is it. You haters failed. Both in boxing and everything. Okay, failed in everything. Go troll somebody else, man. Charlie's on off as the GOAT, man. Get everybody approved it, you know. I mean, come on. Scored 4 wins in a day. 5 wins in a week. I mean, fuck. A break is inevitable. I mean, it would be outrageous if I continued, you know, boxing. I mean, there's nothing to prove. I mean, 136. No, I'm not retiring. I gotta, like, chill the fuck out. I gotta stop somewhere. I gotta relax and enjoy what I've done. Take a few months off, you know, just then come back later, you know what I mean? Whenever more than a few months, maybe, I don't know. I know it's hard to imagine for me to take 3-4 months off after fighting literally almost every day, sometimes even every day, every week. I literally fight every week. Yeah. It's hard to imagine for me to take even a month off. But I have to. I don't want to burn myself out. My finger's broken. You know, my knuckles are, you know, hurt. Trust me. All the people that I beat, their faces hurt more than my knuckles and my finger. A lot more. So it's all good, man. Now, these motherfuckers, it's like every single fight, I fucking crush everybody. It's like no match, you know what I mean? Like, literally, like, no, and I'm beating, like good fighters. I mean, the last guy had 22 wins, and I just crushed it. I rushed him, and I hit him in the jaw with that right, left. I mean, come on, man. Random people in my ass, this motherfucker had 22 wins. U.S. Marines, you consider Marines random people? What the fuck? I knocked out a U.S. Marine. He had a USMC logo, the whole logo tatted on his arm. Yeah, he would not get that tatted if he was not a Marine, man. The real Marines would fuck his ass up if they find out he's just some poser, you know what I mean? Yeah, he's an actual Marine. Yeah, I knocked his ass out, you know what I'm saying? And that was the most brutal knockout ever. It even top knockout in the ring. I don't know, those both, it's like even. Both of those fucking KOs are phenomenal. Yeah, so now I'm just going to chill out, enjoy what I've done, watch the fights. Oh, the 270-pound kickboxer, man, I wiped him out. He's a punk, though, man. He got his phone. He's like, I'm going to make some phone calls right now. He started calling his homies, man. What the fuck? You got fucked up in a fight and you're calling your homies because I got the better of you? Dude, why don't you try to get revenge? Do something. Get back in the stance. He wasn't knocked out cold. He got TKO'd. I blasted him out. I'm too fucking fast. You know, he realized he can't take me. So he said he's going to call his homies. He had 110 pounds on me, and like he was like 6'3 or some shit. So he's like, yeah, about 6'3. 6'2, 6'3. No, he was like 6'3. I'm 6 feet, he was about 3 inches tall. Okay, and I bombed on this motherfucker, the kickboxer. Yeah, so 270-pounder, you got your ass beat, and you're calling your homies. so they can jump me because I'm a better boxer than you. That no, man, that's not right. That's a cowardly act. And if that can happen, I just, you know, I just fucked them up. And, you know, just left the gym with honor. And then I went to the other gym and I smashed the more people. Some Muay Thai guy, he fucking quit as soon as I let my hands go. He got scared and he took off his gloves. And, you know, and then that was 133 and 134. You got another U.S. Marine bites the dust, man. I fucking hit him with the three-piece. And, yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, nobody can beat me. Proved it. Yeah, the NBA playoffs started today. Well, I didn't really watch the games. I don't give a shit. I only watch the Spurs, you know what I mean? Spurs are playing Memphis tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to be a massacre. Memphis is getting swept. Then we're going to beat Oklahoma. Yeah, Dallas is garbage anymore. Oklahoma's going to beat Dallas. Golden State obviously murdered. The Rockets, I don't even... The Rockets should not even be in the playoffs. Utah's better than them. Utah should have... Utah would have lost too, obviously, but Utah's better than Houston. They would have gave Golden State somewhat of a bigger fight. Houston is just, they're just trash. You know, they're just trash. They're horrible. They're going to get swept, obviously. And the only team that can beat Golden State in a 7-game series are the San Antonio Spurs. That's it. There's no other team. And, yeah, the Bulls would fucking, the real matchup is the Jordan Bulls versus the current Spurs. Not the, what if the Spurs win the title? What are all these Warriors, these fucking, what are they? Listen, eventually they're going to lose. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Even if they win the title this year, the next year they're definitely not going to three-peat. No fucking way. San Antonio will eventually get them. You know what I mean? I think this year. Yeah, but before you could hand-check, that you, it was more physical, elbows, you know. What I'm saying is before the game was a lot more physical, soft fucking motherfuckers like Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, they would not be able to survive in that kind of era. They would not have 70 wins, maybe 58 or 60, but not 73, no fucking way. And now you fucking cough at somebody and the referee calls a foul. It's like, the league is like, it got way too soft. Before you could fucking, you know, back in the Dennis Rodman days, man, motherfuckers with fucking elbow and fucking, you know, I'm not saying it's right to elbow somebody, but refs would sometimes not call it. Now you literally, you know, I mean, I'm telling you, you fucking cough at a motherfucker and this is it, foul. Foul. This is a foul. I mean, they call all, and plus they fit. Now you got more rigid refs. They favor the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? And close. Okay. And if the team is better, then refs can't do shit. But if it's a really close game, then yeah, refereeing matters. And there is rigged shit going on. They want, see, the Spurs are going to win the title no matter what the refs want because they're just too good. But they want like these commercial, like Stephen Curry, LeBron James, fucking, they want commercial motherfuckers because it's more money for the NBA. The Spurs are, you know what I mean? They're more, they're, you know what I'm saying? San Antonio's like, hey, I like it that way. You know, 67 wins, man. Kawhi Leonard's gonna fucking shut these motherfuckers down. But anyways, back to boxing. Charlie Zay the best, man. Surreal. What is this Robert Decker Jr.? What is this guy? Why does he make videos? I mean, you're a fucking idiot, man. Dude, go to the psychiatrist. Get help, man. You're sick. I have 136 wins. They're all losses. I keep beating everybody. And you keep making these videos of analysis. What? If you're talking shit, okay, but I'm beating the fuck out of real fighters. You clown. You fucking moron. This guy has glasses and he's talking shit. No, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not talking about the glasses. I'm just saying he looks like a fucking nerd. And this guy sits there like this critic, boxing critic, or quote-unquote expert. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're delusional, dude. I mean, you need help, Robert Dickhead Jr. Fucking dumb fuck, man. This fucking idiot thought that I, like, praised him when I said that he looked like Bill Gates with a mullet. You moron. Bill Gates is a fucking nerd. I don't care how much money he has. Look how hot my wife is. My wife would never go with Bill Gates. He has billions of dollars, okay, but she would not be attracted to that motherfucker. She's attracted to Charlie Zelenoff. I had sex with my wife, you know what I'm saying? She would never, come on. That's what I'm saying. I was dissing him when I said he looked like Bill, because Bill Gates looks like a nerd. You look even more nerdy than that motherfucker, and you fucking the shit you say. Bill Gates has nothing to do with boxing. I don't care about Bill Gates. I'm saying you are a fucking clown. Stop making videos. You're an idiot. Everything you say, I didn't even watch that video. I just saw the title. That Ortez guy was a good boxer. He was 240 pounds. He had 80 pounds on me. You fucking idiot. You cannot say shit. Always fucking complain. Oh, but you touch gloves and then you cheap shot him. For one, that's not a cheap shot, all right? That's called throwing first. I didn't even do that. We didn't even touch gloves. We just started fighting, and I beat his ass. Win 130. The guy was 230 pounds. He fought back. I beat his ass. The day I punked Frederick. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You can't say shit. When people fight back, they still lose. When people don't fight back, they lose. When they fight back, it doesn't matter. It's more exciting when fighters fight back, but they still lose. The result stays the same. Charlie Zelenov always wins. You're a fucking retard. 5 wins in 5 days? What the fuck? I've never seen Muhammad Ali do that, or fucking Mike Tyson, or Mayweather Jr. Dude, Mayweather Jr. doesn't fight 5 times in 10 years, man. This guy fights once a year, quote-unquote fights. Yeah, I mean, these mainstream guys are fake. I punked Chuck Liddell. I mean, come on, man. I challenged Liddell one-on-one to a fight on the street. Bare knuckle. This guy pussied out, and then he's talking shit about me. Of course he's not going to. He said, yeah, that guy said something, but why didn't he say exactly what I said? Who the fuck is going to. Nobody's going to fucking admit to being punked. That guy said something. Yeah, I said a lot. I said the truth. Yeah, and he was talking shit because I wasn't there. He sure didn't say that to my face. What he told Segback? That was a clown, man. Anytime that motherfucker, that glass jaw motherfucker wants to come out of retirement, I want you to do some boxing. It's real boxing, man. I'm knocking the fuck out. Dude, that dude is a fucking clown. I punked his ass, man. This guy gets all this fucking hype. He has, like, what, 8 losses? No, I see him get knocked out for real, even in these fucking bitch-ass events. You know, I don't respect mainstream fighting at all. But he got knocked out for real, man, by guys that I would knock out. So, I mean, Chuck Liddell, it would be an easy win for me, but there would be a lot of hype about it because he's on TV, this UFC bullshit, you know, quote-unquote legend. Hey, legends don't cross the street and walk away from fights like that. Especially, I mean, he had his wife with him, yeah. Yeah, when I'm with my wife, and if somebody comes up to me and challenges me, like, face-to-face, you know what I mean? I'm not talking about across the street shit. No, this was like close up. I was in punching range. I could have punched Liddell. You know what I mean? Yeah, I remember those days, man. I beat Derek the Giant, punked Chuck Liddell, and then beat Hoodlum by knockout. That punch was so fucking loud. People started running. Like, they got so scared. I knocked this guy out. It was fucking, like, 20, like, 30 gunshots went off at the same, like fucking 30 shotguns went off at the same time. That's how loud it was, man. Right by Raj. I mean, if I had anybody like that. And let me tell you something about this bitch, Deontay Wilder. If he ever rematches me, you know, I'm a lot better now. And I beat him even at that time. I didn't train for him, and I still beat him. Because I didn't expect for him to come. I thought it was some fucking. I didn't think it was him, you know? I thought it was like some troll and some shit, you know? But it was really him. He came. And I still fucking hit him with that left and bombed on him and TKO'd him. I'm saying if me and Wilder, if he ever mans up and decides to box me again, yeah, we hate each other. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be an exchange. We're both going to, you know, start throwing hooks at each other. I'm going to catch him. And I'm going to put him to sleep. That's what's going to happen. Wilder is old. He has no chin. And he's wide open. He's a sloppy, wild motherfucker. I'm telling you. I'd beat him again. But by knockout. Cold knockout. Going overtime. Yeah, so I'm saying that. Yeah, I'd catch him. And in the ring, like when I hit him and he hit me, it did, his punch didn't faze me at all. You know, when, then the Joaquin Fluke knockdown, I was just, I don't know, man. It's just shit happens. Like, you know, like, it happens, you know. He still lost. He threw while I was, come on, he got DQ'd, you know what I mean? And he was getting punched. And dude, I hit him in the body really hard. I hit him in the ribs, bam, bam. You know what I'm saying? That shit was harder than any body punch that's touched him. Listen, fuck Wilder. I beat him. He's history. And it's, listen, it's a win that in the ring, it looks phenomenal. It's a win that I'm going to show my kids. When my wife, Daria, gets pregnant, when if I have a son, you know, obviously if I have a daughter, you know, women don't care about, most women, you know, don't care about stuff like that, about fighting, I think it's violent. Okay, but if I have a son, when he grows up and he gets older, I'm going to show him that fight. I'm going to show him all my fights, but I'm going to show him the Wilder fight. I'm going to tell him, look, they overrated this motherfucker because he was on national television. Well, Charlie's a deal. Nobody ever gave me the chance to even get that fight, and I got the fight, and I won it. That way it feels even better. Being sold short, counted out, and then them motherfuckers can't beat the count. U.S. Marine got knocked the fuck out. Yeah, but that Facebook, Charlie, Boxing King, Charlie Z, Boxing King's in. Hold on, really me? Hold on, one second.
I beat everybody.
That Ortiz dude, man. Come on. 136-0, motherfucker.
Can't fuck with a record like that, man.
Listen, man, these boxer guys, if these guys were legit, they was, one of them would have already beaten me. But they can't. Okay, all of them. Deontay Wilder lost. Mayweather Sr. lost. Michael Barsky got brutally knocked the fuck out. And that guy's, dude, he was on TV several times, I'm telling you. Michael Barsky, yeah. He had some TV fights against some jokers, Chudinov, whatever the fuck, yeah. I fucking murdered Chudinov. Those guys are not on my level. I knocked Barsky out right on my street, and Andrew Harley, I knocked him out to the point where his arm was hanging out. He went to the hospital. Dude, Angelique McQueen told me. She said, yeah, she admitted it. She said, Harley went to the hospital. I thought I put him to sleep. Yeah, I can't believe, isn't you can't, that, listen, I put Harley to sleep, that's it, you know what I'm saying? All of them, oh, that, the British guy from Boxer, I beat his ass, dude, I beat so many of them that it's just, I went on to fight better competition, Marines, beating Marines, everybody, you motherfuckers, running your mouth, can't say shit. Because I'm, because I have proof. I got on YouTube videos on YouTube.com. I got fight videos of me winning, and that's it. What more do you need me to do? I mean, like I have so many Bob videos. I used to post all my training, and then you like these clowns would always say, "Oh, but Bob's don't hit back." And then I start fucking annihilating everybody, like real life human beings, like fighters. You know, I start annihilating. Oh, but they're not fighting back. I beat motherfuckers that were throwing back. They suck. Oh, you know, always an excuse. Always a fucking excuse. It's like, no matter what I do, you people just give an excuse. You people are sick in the head. That's why I'm just going to ignore all your shares, everything you say, all that bullshit. I'm just going to ignore it. Of course, every now and then, you know, I'm going to laugh at you people. And when I do win fights, I enjoy to laugh at you haters because you people talk so much shit about me that, you know, when I do beat someone's ass, which is very often, I laugh at you people. I always get the last laugh, no matter what. Remember that. I got a beautiful wife. Almost 2 years I've been with her. September 2nd, it's going to be 2 years. Me and Daria are together. Husband, wife, since June 25th. But together, we were September 2nd, 2014. That's when I met her. That's when I got her. When we got, you know, to know each other and everything. But right away, like, you know, I asked her to be my girlfriend. She said yes. And so that's it. So since September 2nd, she's been mine, my woman. I married her, and what can I say, man? My wifey for life. I've always wanted it, man. And, you know, before I met her, I had a lot of women. And the reason why is because I kept trying to settle down. They just weren't the right ones, man. These are not the right ones. And yeah, I dated a lot of girls, man. You haters have never been with anybody. Dated a lot of females, and Daria is the one. I didn't think she was. When I dumped her that one time, I came back from Ukraine. I was like, ah, fuck. Yeah, I thought it was all a mistake and everything, but I had two women after her, and both, one of them was cheating on me, and the other one was just a fucking liar. You know, she just kept lying and lying. I kept catching her lying. So I just dumped both of them, and I realized, you know, I hit up my wife, you know, and I'm like, you know, well, let's give it another shot. We don't argue anymore. It's a lot better. She even says that I changed her. I changed the girl, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm going to get her pregnant. She's going to have kids. My kids. You know, she's going to mother my kids. Daria's Eleanor, baby. She has my last name. Had my last name for a long time already. And almost a year. I mean, you all saw the photos, man. Pictures of both of us signing the papers, you know, official. Official real marriage, man. Charlie Z, number one pound for pound. Alfred Ortez with Eves. I crushed that motherfucker. And put on the fly right now.
Charlie Z the greatest. 136 and 0.